You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Well, first of all, I love it. Clearly you've given up on trying to have any sort of neutrality in this interview.
The Wire.
The Public Health Communications Centre has published a report discussing the social impacts of youth vaping addictions. While discussions around youth vaping typically focus on the health risks, the report looks at the social and psychological issues caused by addiction. I speak with Dr. Jude Ball, a public health researcher at the University of Otago in Wellington, about youth vaping addictions and potential solutions. Has there been a significant growth in youth vaping addictions?
In New Zealand, addiction itself hasn't been measured, but we do know that a lot more young people are vaping every day, and international research shows that a high proportion of people who vape every day are experiencing symptoms of addiction.
What are some of the consequences of these youth vaping addictions?
Well, they're wide-ranging, so as well as the physical effects of vaping long-term, there are impacts on financial well-being, social well-being, and psychological well-being. So, for example, addiction can impact people's self-esteem and increase feelings of anxiety and depression.
Right. And are these consequences also affecting students in schools and people in their relationships with their families?
Yeah, sure. So one of the withdrawal symptoms from vaping is it can affect your concentration when you're hanging out for a vape. So that can really interfere with young people's learning. And there's also evidence that long-term nicotine use can interfere with some memory and cognition. So it really is quite concerning in terms of young people's academic achievements and trajectories.
What kind of protections could the government or schools put in place to reduce youth vaping addictions?
Well, it's really concerning to hear that some schools are suspending young people for vaping because a lot of, once vaping is developed, it's quite hard to control those behaviours. So they're really getting punished for something they're not fully in control of. So it would be much better for schools to really look at what are the underlying reasons for the behaviour and try and support young people to cut down or quit. But schools are in a tricky position because at the moment we don't have any government-funded vaping cessation services for young people. So a really important thing that the government could do is to fund those kinds of programs. So there's a real need for services to support young people to cut down or quit vaping, including people as young as, 8, 9 or 10. We don't have those services at the moment and they're really needed.
That was Dr. Jude Ball, a public health researcher from the University of Otago, speaking about youth vaping addictions.
Why do you think less students are choosing to study at university?
Well, because being a student isn't sexy anymore.
The Wire.
We'll be right back after a short break. This is Novocaine by Frank Ocean. Keep it on the B.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.